Okay, I'm back. I've doused myself with cold water. I've walked around the block during our break, Doug Lear. I'm settled down from my little rant toward the... I don't apologize to anybody. Let's talk happy, positive things. Let's talk Memorial Day weekend. People out boating, Doug. Safety. Are there more people on the water this weekend than many other weekends? And is this kind of the official kickoff?
Yeah.
Even though we had the opener in Minnesota and people went out and froze their buns off the last couple of weeks.
I don't think many people are going to argue about the popularity of Memorial Weekend, because especially with the weather that we've had, people have had plenty of time to get the docks in and get the lifts in and get everything set up to go without having the lure of, oh, it's such a nice day, let's work on that next weekend or the other weekend. I think for a lot of people, things are ready to go. And you're right when you talk about peaks and spikes in boating and recreational activity is definitely Memorial Weekend, 4th of July, and then unfortunately on the flip side of that is Labor Day weekend, which is really not that far away now, Mike. So start dragging them in. It's been a great summer. So
somebody just posted on, I think it was the NDSU Athletic Department, just posted on social media that I think Thursday was the 100 days until the first kickoff for Bison football. 100
Seriously?
Days. Yes, but think about that. 100 days is just over 3 months. So that's football season in 3 months. How depressing is that? Even though I like football, I like fall. I mean, wow, it's not even spring yet.
Wow, it's Memorial Weekend.
I know.
It's Memorial Day weekend, and people are listening as they're fishing and boating and hanging out. And I think the point is that we have, whether it's golf or softball or fishing or water skiing, we've got a real small window.
Yes, we do.
We got a real small window between, you know, the back to school sales starting and kids getting ready to get back into it and practice starting before those games. They'll be practicing as well. So a couple of things that we want to remind people is number one, and maybe we don't spend enough time talking about safety, because the bottom line is you want to be out there having fun, and your fun should not result in taking away someone else's fun or life or injury or accident. That's the bottom line. Is people look at game wardens and rules and regulations on the water, like, oh, we're just out here to have some fun. You know what? So is everybody else. Everybody else is out there to have some fun, and you need to make sure that your fun doesn't come at the detriment to somebody else. So wear your life jackets for yourself. Use common sense. Use courtesy and patience for everybody else. Check your boat before you get on the water, not just to have the plug, but make sure that you have a current boat registration. Do it electronically. If your boat needs to be renewed, register online, print it off, carry it with you. That's considered a temporary registration. It'll take you 2 weeks if you mail it in the old-fashioned way. And that's probably a couple of the high points on boating recreation this weekend, Mike.
This also, and you kind of pointed to this, Doug, but this is also the weekend, quite honestly, when people start really drinking and boating as well.
Yeah.
It's summertime and people are out there. And it's just like drinking and driving. I mean, you might think that, like,
no,
you said,
but drinking and boating is legal.
Well, I know, but the dangers can still be the same. And we've all seen it, that, you know, people go out in boats and I drink a beer or two in my boat as well. There's nothing wrong with that. But there are people who get trashed because they think it's a free for all on a weekend. Well, we're on the lake and I'm out fishing. I can't hurt anybody. Well, yeah, you can. You can hurt yourself and other innocent people. I'm not going to get preachy. I already have.
I will. I get preachy because you take that mindset, and I understand that people want to get away from it all and relax and enjoy, especially when it's warm, it's a holiday, and you're away from home and you're away from work. And the fact of the matter is, with being preachy, there's people that'll wake up in the morning and decide that Memorial Day weekend is just going to be one big bender. And that's all it's going to be. And they might be 0.15 by 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they figure, we're just going to go hang out on the pontoon, and start to realize that you're not only mixing in the alcohol, but also the exposure to the elements, the wind and the sun. And quite honestly, when you haven't hit 80 degrees for like 275 days...
It's depressing.
You know, 80 degrees is going to feel like 100 to a lot of people when they get out there. And those are the elements. And then also mentally and emotionally is, and maybe I'm just picking on men, but you have the macho factor of the yeah, we're going to drive this fast and we're going to jump this wake and we're going to be just a little bit, we're going to scare these other people and maybe splash them a little bit. And the next thing you know, someone's calling 911. And quite frankly, on Sunday morning or Monday morning, you might be hearing on KFGO about a fatality from a boat accident.
Well, the other part of it for me is I get to fish relatively so rarely. I know I get to fish more than other people and a lot less than some other people, but and I drink alcohol. I've been honest about that. I go to bars, I drink beer, that's fine. But I can drink anytime. I can drink in the middle of my I can drink in my basement in the middle of January if I want, and I have, and that's fine. But why would I want to take a beautiful Saturday out on a lake somewhere, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, or you know, Lake Lida, Minnesota, Lake Traverse, and just get trashed? I want to fish and enjoy the outdoor. I want to be out there and enjoy the trying to catch a fish and think about what I'm doing and kick back and just enjoy that time. Then when I get done, hey, I go in and have a couple of hamburger or something and a couple of beers, then do whatever you want. But I've never understood wasting the time outdoors just getting hammered.
Fair or not, maybe not an exact parallel, but it's the guy that's bombed by the second quarter of the Vikings game.
Yes.
I mean,
the second hole in the golf course.
Right, the second hole in the golf course. It's like, okay.
Before the Bison game, 3 hours.
Didn't even make it into the concert. You know, didn't make it out of the parking lot into the concert. And that's the same mentality that unfortunately crosses over into fishing or boating and recreation. And I guess we can move on, or I'm sure you've got more fun things to talk about.
No, but I just wanted to make the observation that I've never understood. If you have a limited number of days to do something, why would you just get hammered by noon and then let's go fishing?
Well, right.
Okay. I mean, whatever you want to do. I guess it's everybody's free choice. As long as you're following the law, you can do that. It just has not made much sense to me.
And I think I think the listeners can agree on it as well. Everybody is out there to have some fun, and everybody has. There's some people that like to fish with peace and quiet, and they'll wait until 5 o'clock in the morning, and they'll sneak out to the back bay and they'll go fishing. There's some people that love to be out in the mix of it, in the middle of it. And the message is safety, patience, and courtesy. Maybe not in that order, but somewhere in there.
Thank you, Doug. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
We'll do. Take care, Mike. Thanks.
You bet. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish, and Tom Wynn and friends right here on the Mike McFeely Outdoor Show. When we return, more outdoors talk on KFGO. He can't even bait a hook.